This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on the show was back in September of last year. The name of the company is Danavation Technologies Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DVNCF. If you're up there in Canada, look them up because they're on the CSE under the ticker symbol DVN. With us today, to bring us up to speed, is the president and CEO of the company, Mr. John Ricci. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Good morning, and thank you for having me back.
You know, I've done my research, and before we get into the Q&A, last time you were on the show, you signed another five new contracts since the last time you've been on the show, up in Yukon, some liquor retailers, True Value Hardware in California. I think the name of the word of this interview is going to be start to scale and scalability. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's correct. It looks like we're starting to see that across the board, and that's probably due to the fact that we spent a lot of our, and we've communicated in the last year or so, but we spent a lot of last year, I'd say 2022, really building on the foundation of the business, perfecting our system, you know, improving our hardware, improving our software, our whole network, our back-end network, as it relates to security and being safe and, you know, trying to be hack-proof, things like that, because a lot of what you see or hear right now is companies being hacked. So we're very conscious about that. You know, our internal tech team and development team, you know, spends, you know, we have a person that spends, you know, all day on things like that. So We perfected our system. We did a bunch of installs in 2022, and now we're hitting the ground running. It seems that a lot of our customers are looking at that. Yeah, you know what? I think we want to scale up, add more stores. And we are in discussions with, I'd say, probably four retailers right now on their rollout. So we're very happy with where things are. And we, like we said before, we're a commercialized business. We're not a hope-to-be, want-to-be theory. You know, we're ready to go, and we did a lot of work to get to where we are right now. So we're very happy with, you know, our start to 2023. We should have some more news coming out in the next week or so. So, you know, we work it hard. We work it hard.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was your flagship is digital smart labels. And before we get into that, just give my listeners just a little bit of a about statement of what that is, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Great. Digital smart labels, little labels, as the name implies, they're digital. E-ink technology, little displays, allowing the customer, the user, to automate pricing information or anything that he'd want a customer or potential market to read in real time. So, you know, whether it's updating pricing in a grocery store or updating information on the info board or updating directions on a directional signage board, et cetera, or updating patient records or other information in a hospital, for example, or, you know, updating information on an automotive shop floor, for example. Anywhere where it's important to update information in real time, and traditionally using paper, which is getting very expensive and tedious, where you don't want to use it anymore, there would be a market for a digital smart label system in that environment. So that's kind of in a nutshell. You know, controlled by a central location, you could automate 100 locations, 50 locations, 500 locations from one central control room, change, you know, 2,000 prices across the board on a schedule, change information on a schedule in real time. And that's exactly what the system does for you. Very low power, you know, 10-year battery life, very easy to install. We've built complete do-it-yourself install system and with a series of, you know, very easy to follow videos and diagrams and sets of instructions, which makes it easy for a company to scale up his own business at a very low cost.
Do you have any updates on the size of the market? How big is this a boutique market, or is this really something really huge?
Well, you know, so we've just updated one of our decks. Studies and everything I've been reading, and we know we're knee-deep in it. Digital smart labels and smart labels are expected to be a $31 billion industry by 2031.
Wow.
We've always talked about a $5 billion market. I always knew that was on the lighter side, just because the $5 billion, you talk in retail and, you know, some of the traditional, you know, direct target markets that, you know, we feel that we would penetrate into. But overall, it's a $31 billion. It's a massive, massive market. In North America, we're looking at a 5 or 6% adoption rate right now, and we're ready to go. And we feel now with, you know, what's going on in the world, you know, inflationary pressures, cost of goods fluctuating, you know, a lot of uncertainty in pricing, and we see this as consumers and business owners every single day, you know, how hard it is to keep margins and how, you know, how our savings are being eroded, and, you know, the pressures of that inflation, that interest rates are putting on everybody, business owners and consumers alike. So a digital smart label system can help you keep control of a lot of things. It's not magic, but there's, you know, controlling your costs, you know, maintaining your margins, maintaining your cost of goods sold margin versus your selling prices, offering customers competitive pricing in real time, being able to react to market conditions, you know, things like that. It's not just a system of replacing paper and going digital and cutting back labor. In a lot of cases, or in most cases, you know, you're reassigning people in the stores to do more important things in the stores. You're getting, you know, better paying jobs. You're getting people more interactive.
True.
Where they work, you're bringing back the ability to have a strong customer service network in your store.
I want to change gears here just for a second. You've been on the show a couple of times, and you started the company out in Canada. Now you're starting to move to the States. Most of your revenue currently right now is from Canada. That being said, I understand you hired a new team member to launch off the Americas. How is the DSL being received in the United States? And if you can, give us an update on your new team member also.
Yeah. Paul Sexauer, based in Chicago, a fantastic individual I met through a mutual acquaintance, yourself, of course. Very solid background in tech, very solid professional person with a fantastic sales background. You know, 80% of the growth of Danavation will be in the U.S. We find the U.S. market very, very open to us right now. We work with True Values and Ace Hardwares. Very easily, might because of the franchise operations and their co-op and how they work, but they go from discovery call to decision making very quickly, and we've had a lot of success with them. We continue to grow with them, we continue to have success with them, and we're always out to prove on every install that we do. We take nothing for granted that they've made it the right decision to work with us. I mean, people have choices.
I was going to ask you about their market. Are those individually owned, or does the corporate own a lot of those stores?
Those markets are individually owned. A lot of them are owned in groups. So you might have group syndicate owning, you know, they could own from 10 to, you know, 50s and 100s from what I understand. So they're not corporate owned stores. They're corporate supported stores. So, you know, we make sure, you know, we're very careful. We make sure we're very clear with who we work with and how we do things. We like getting corporate support when we can. We work with individual store owners, and we rely on the install that we had just did to move on to our next one. And, you know, nothing better than a happy customer giving us a referral of, you know what, I called Danavation. They did my store. It looks fantastic. Come and take a look at it. And then the word of mouth means a lot to us because we're a reputation-based business. And you know, we take every account like it's our only account. Like, everybody's important. Every customer, yeah. whether you have one store or 1,000 stores, the attention to detail is the same. We treat everyone, transparent, full respect. We want the business, and we want to be around a long time. We're not a short-term run and gun. Sign you up and see you later. I mean, people can call me on my cell. They can call me on my, you reach me on my email, and my tech team is always available. So we value customer service above everything else in this business right now. And that works for Danovation. Oh. That's they buy into it.
Yeah, we got about a minute left. What else could a customer see as an added benefit or add-on using your platform and your software and your, basically your digital smart labels?
Well, software is the key. So we are a software company. So in the next, 3, 6, 9, 12 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and beyond, we're going to introduce, new software features and, that'll be beneficial to our customers. Things that the system can do for our customers will be groundbreaking, introducing new types of hardware at some point, introducing larger screens and going to digital smart blades, offering a product that would be revenue generating for the retailers. We run a SaaS PaaS model, so, the recurring revenue with our software is key, and we have a team that's dedicated to developing new forms of new software and new features, and we're always trying to improve our system for our end user, and we're trying to improve our system to show the long-term value for our investor base.
My guest today has been John Ricci. He is the president and CEO of Danovation Technologies Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DVNCF. They also trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol DVN. With 20 seconds left here, John, you get the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Massive markets. We're here to stay. And we think North America, Canada, Mexico, we're ready for PSL expansion. And I think a lot of stores now are looking at this as rollout, as not something that they want to have in their stores. It's something they're going to need to have in their stores or institutions and businesses.
Well, the only thing I ask, I don't want to wait another 5 months because, like I said, I think you guys are on the scalability projection, and I would like for you to come back on the show in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, let's set that up. Glad to be here.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.